T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Preacher and the Teacher. Mustard and Johnson. It's Mustard and Johnson. Talk all things Boston sports with two radio legends. It's Mustard and Johnson on WEEI AM 850 and the radio.com app.
How did we kill Dan?
First time?
Uh-huh.
You?
Six.
A little trip to the Top Happy Spa on this new Netflix series with Paul Rudd. That was Tom Brady and Paul Rudd.
I heard he was working out, but this is ridiculous.
It was Brady coming out of a spa, obviously. Satire of the Orchids of Asia Day Spa down in Jupiter, Florida. Paul Rudd asking Brady if it's his first time. Brady with a big smile on his face. It's his sixth time. Obvious allusion to those six banners you see over at Gillette Stadiums of the six Super Bowls. The name of that show is, I'm looking for the name of that show, it's a new Netflix comedy that all Netflix shows drop on Friday. Larry, you got to get Netflix, man. You got to get with the 21st century. It's called Living With Yourself, a Paul Rudd comedy. If you want to check Brady up, it's online as well, but if you want to check out the whole scene, that is on Netflix. So, well, are you surprised that Brady would mock his owners?
Considering how Kraft was so vexed about the JB comment during his text, I would think that whole subject would be off limits down there.
Now, does that fuel the fire a little bit about people thinking that Brady dissatisfied with Antonio Brown?
I thought of that.
You know,
imagine when they're putting that skit together and they went to Brady with it. What do you think Brady was thinking?
And I can't imagine that Mr. Kraft, I'm not sure if Tom refers to Bob Kraft as Mr. Kraft, probably does. He can't be too pleased because I don't think Bob Kraft has had, say, a sense of humor about that little escapade.
Would you?
That he's Bob Kraft and he's 77, 78 years old, highly respected, and, you know, there's a certain patriot way, there's a certain moral standard, I think, that was either explicitly or implicitly established down in Foxborough. Maybe that was the way to go. That's not the way he went. So you wonder, with Brady engaging in this little satire, this little lampoon, What kind of comment is he making about his allegiance to this franchise and to the owner?
Yeah, unless he's just not happy and that some of the decisions that have been made down there, he's not wild about, then, you know, sometimes you just say the heck with it.
Now, I mean, even on an SNL, it's funny, but I just can't believe how it's a sensitive issue. We can sit here all day long and laugh, criticize, mock, do whatever you want to do, and you bring up the two handkerchiefs and everything else because you're obsessed with that story, as you are with all sexual-related topics.
No. You know what it is? I have a proclivity.
You do. You certainly do, and you should get it checked.
No. Of measuring what we, as the lower rung of society, go through and what we can't get away with in the like. And when some of these celebrities get in hot water, how in a lot of cases they're able to manipulate the system and, you know, everything's fine. I continue to be amazed that this story has been on the back burner for so long that nobody really mentions it or talks about it. So that's why I'm kind of surprised when this video came out.
And Brady's, you know, as not surprising because he on his one time on SNL was really, really good. Brady is an excellent actor.
He's very good.
He's walking out, if you haven't seen it, he's walking out of the spa with a big, satisfied, happy ending grin on his face. as he strolls to his car, and Paul Rudd, he's got his glasses on, looks like a complete nerd. He's about to go into the Top Happy Spa.
Maybe one day I will be an owner and I can make all the decisions that I want.
There you go. That was with Jim Rome, and that was in the wake of the AB release, and it was pretty obvious when Brady said that he was not happy with the decision. We all know where it came from. It had nothing to do with Belichick. Belichick doesn't care who you are. You could be engaged in sexual assault all day long and text all you want and say anything you want and threaten families. If you can play football, that's all Belichick cares about. And Larry Johnson obviously agrees with that. But Bob Kraft at least has some standards. And Bob Kraft pulled the plug.
With what? In relationship to the massage parlor or other things?
Well, he pulled the plug on AB. Now, you could make a case that because he was embarrassed by the Orchards, whatever it was, the Orchard, what's the name of that place?
Orchids of Asia or something?
Orchids of Asia Day Spot. That's the first time I forgot it. I was so good remembering that. But now I'm on to the Top Happy Day Spa on this new Netflix show, Living With Yourself. But so in a way, he felt he had to atone. You know about atoning. You atone for all your sins every Sunday morning.
At one mint. Yep.
Yep. And Bob, realizing that it was an embarrassment, what happened. The other thing about I always get a big kick out of this.
Didn't embarrass him that bad. He went there twice.
No, but the thing is, I don't know if this is, it adds to the embarrassment or humiliation factor or not. But wasn't it kind of bizarre that it happened on the day of the AFC Championship
yes.
game?
Yeah, that he hops on a plane and goes to the playoffs.
The spa is in Florida. The game is in Kansas City. Bob had to make sure he visited the spa before he went to that game.
It's not the type of thing that you talk about, but certainly one wishes you could have asked the question, what the heck were you thinking?
Well, really? You know what he was thinking.
I know. But I mean, he's got the kind of money that you can do whatever you want to do. And I can think of many options.
Would you like to enumerate them for us, Larry?
Certainly, if I had that kind of money, I would call up one of those escort services and have my pick and just have them come over the house. I mean, that's what I would do.
Well,
I were into that type of thing.
Well, we said if you were, and that's total hypothesis.
If I was.
Right. And that is, of course, counterfactual to the real situation. When Mo Vaughn flipped his car over on 95 near Canton,
Of getting out of anything.
Right. Well, but where was he coming from? He was coming from
Foxy Lady.
Foxy Lady in Providence. And the discussion then was, this guy is making, you know, millions of dollars a year. He has to go to a strip club? Why doesn't he just devote some of that deep pocket money to something maybe a little more exciting, shall we say?
Ever since Frank passed away, we never talk about the Foxy Lady.
I think there
anymore should
be, you know, that's now that we're on AM, and I bet Frank has an AM radio wherever he is right now. And I think it's up on a cloud. I don't think it's in a furnace. I think it's up on a cloud. And he's, you know, he's playing his harp, and he's got AM 850. And so, Frank, a shout-out to you if you want to give us a call.
Now, that would be something.
617-779-0850. Because Frank probably...
I did have a conversation with him one evening, I remember.
Recently?
No. And, you know, he did confess and give his life to the Lord. And I said to him, I was so touched by that until I listened to the radio 2 days later when he's on the air swearing and stuff. So,
well, Frank is, I'll always remember Frank because the last time we were taken off FM, actually we were taken off AM. We were still on AM then in 2008. Remember that? It was our last show. And our old program director, Jason Wolf, let us come on. And we had like a kind of a funeral slash eulogy for ourselves for 3 hours on Mustard and Johnson. And Frank called up. Instead of wishing us well, he was all worried about Andy Pettit. I said, Frank, you're calling up. It's our last show, and all you're doing is worried about Andy Pettit. What about us? He could care less about whatever happened to us.
There are some callers, though, that will never be replaced. Jack from Lynn.
Butch from the Cape
Frank
at the top
from
of the list.
Frank from, yeah.
Frank from Gloucester, Butch from the Cape, and Jack from Lynn, the holy trinity of WEEI callers.
But I just to not leave this subject yet, I
go back to 1976.
I would like to know what Kraft is thinking. You know he's seen the video.
He can't be thrilled with
it. You can't
tell
me he thinks this is a laugh a minute.
Right. And you know, listen, if anybody is in the catbird seat, in the driver's seat, who has all kinds of leverage, it is Tom Brady. I don't care if he's 42 years old or not. You know, if he decided that he does not want to spend the rest of his career with the Patriots, given the state of quarterbacking in the National Football League and the rash of injuries at that position.
Oh, he could play two or three more
years. He could go anywhere. And he was not happy with Antonio Brown. I think the body language shows. Listen, when Brady goes out in the field, he wants to win.
Phrase that right. It's not that he wasn't unhappy with Antonio Brown.
No, he's unhappy with the decision to get rid of him.
That they got rid of him.
No, he loves Antonio Brown. I mean, he doesn't care about, you know, the antics is it's obviously too weak of a word.
He's trying to win, okay?
Right, that's all he cares about.
You go up to the line of scrimmage and you've got single coverage on this guy. And he can go deep. I mean, what quarterback in his right mind doesn't want that?
Right.
Now, I agree they should have handled Antonio Brown differently. And I don't know what they said to him beforehand or whatever. They should have. I agree with that. But then again, you look at that stud left tackle with the Patriots who eventually signed with the Raiders, Trent Brown, and the problem he's having out there, allegedly with some woman. I mean, I don't know how you really go about handling these things properly. I'm sure it's an area that they'd rather not be involved with at all. However, it's there, and you got to deal with it. Mm. And I think that that's just something that's part of today's game. There are a lot of things different. This celebrating the 100-year anniversary of the NFL, but you know what? There were a lot of things different, or we know about a lot more than maybe things were going on like that 20 years ago, but we know about it now.
Yeah. We have high standards in the NFL.
Oh, very high. Yeah, Ray Rice and Antonio Brown go right down the list. Guy that used to play for the Patriots.
Why are these things emerging now and not then? And the only thing I can think of is that social media, phones, etc., and so on, it's easier for people to tap into this stuff. And that's why as an athlete, I don't know if the league talks to these players ahead of time or whatever, but you just can't go out there and do what you feel like doing without getting noticed.
Yeah, I'm reading the piece that goes along with the video, and all you have to do is just put Google Tom Brady Massage Parlor. It comes right up.
Is this your first time?
The creator of the show, Timothy Greenberg, apparently scripted that scene 4 years ago and then changed it a little bit, modified it in earlier this year. And he wanted Brady to be in it, and he tried to cast Brady before Kraft was charged with solicitation in January of this year still.
Well, it's got a lot more teeth to
right.
it
and
now.
Right, and he figured once Kraft was busted at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa, I got it right this time, that Brady wouldn't want any part of it. But he was shocked. He was stunned that Brady was going to go along with it. Had didn't matter at all. So you do
that
wonder.
That to me seems like a play that just says, bump this.
Right.
You know, everybody else, Belichick does what he feels like doing. Kraft is doing what he feels like doing. I'm going to do what I want to do. That's the impression that I get watching that.
Right. But I doubt the Krafts are exactly laughing up a storm looking at that video, if
Jonathan,
they even bothered to.
Jonathan, come in the room and watch this.
Yeah. You know, they always, you know, after every Patriot touchdown, CBS finds it incumbent upon itself, and Fox, I guess, to a lesser degree, to show the Krafts in the box. So I'd like to see the reaction in the box if they showed that video, say, on the Gillette scoreboard, on the Jumbotron. Mm. I don't think that would go over particularly well. But there it is.
Embarrassing.
Yep. Paul Rudd, Tom Brady. He's a star, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait till this video gets some legs. Like, when did it come out? Yesterday?
Yeah, the show dropped yesterday.
Okay, wait till it gets some legs.
Yeah, and I didn't even hear about it till this morning. They were talking about it a little bit this morning on various media outlets, and I just Googled it today. It is funny, and Brady's good. What was that commercial he did recently? Dunkin' Donuts where he's at the counter, and that was a send-up of something, too. And
I didn't see that.
That was, I forgot what that was. Maybe our intrepid Yankee fan slash producer Joe Cortez can come up with that. But it was also a satire of something else, and I can't remember exactly what it was. Might have been the four-game suspension from a couple of years ago. He was good at that. So he likes to do these satires of Patriot issues, and this one is certainly a keeper. 617-779-0850. Yeah, that's the old number. It's been sitting in mothballs for the last 8 years. It was just waiting for a reason to come back. It is here because Mustard and Johnson are now on AM 850, just like we were for the first 15, 16 years of our existence. Remember that, our very first show, Larry?
How can I forget? Remember when we had that inebriated guy in for, he won some contest Eddie had or something, and the guy comes in and boy, don't light a cigarette in the room.
Yeah, that was back. We were in the old building, and we were on 590 AM, a 5,000 watt station, and that was in Charlestown. But our first show as Mustard and Johnson was in that trailer behind the old stadium in Foxborough.
And you had 15 people jumping all over you?
Glenn Ordway, Doug Lane, about 15 producers giving us updates and scores and everything else. And you had your yellow legal pad with every statistic from every team in the National Football League.
No, I was busy watching you get pounded.
Yep. And that was the game that the Pats beat the Cleveland Browns with Bill Belichick coaching the Browns. Parcells was the Patriot coach. Curtis Martin scored the game-winning touchdown. That was our very first show in 1995, September of 95. And here we are. That was on AM, and here we are 24 years later.
Your mouth does get you in trouble a lot, though. For a bright guy.
What? What do you mean?
You say some dumb things.
What did I say?
Remember Rodman and them had that had the dealership down there and everything?
They still
booming.
Do, by the way, in case you hadn't noticed.
And then Craig starts ripping people who are leasing cars and stuff. Boy, after that show,
I didn't rip
was
people.
Furious with you.
No, I said that I had a leased car, and it didn't work out for me. And the next time,
yeah, where did you park the next week?
I wasn't parking in the Rodman parking lot, as all the other WEEI announcers were. He was actually charging me where you got in free.
You get out of here.
Those are the good old days, weren't they? And we're reliving them right here on 850 AM WEEI. And in case you're just tuning in, same old show as we've been doing on the FM side all these years, just in a different studio. And we have a different number. We have a little bit more time to talk to you, 3 hours. And we don't have as many commercials either. So, Larry, I want you to go hit the streets. Go to Dave's Tire and Auto in Canton. Get him to sponsor the show.
After I leave the message, he sold that, by the way.
Did he really?
Yeah, I tried to tell you that.
What do you mean you tried to tell me that?
Oh, we got the commercials.
Really?
Yeah, so, tell us Mike all from Canton. I asked him. I said, did Dave sell the dealership, because that's what I had heard.
So he's living fat and happy in Florida somewhere probably now, collecting his millions from selling that business. So we're going to have to go. We got to find some sponsors for this show. So I'm going to solicit them right now. If you want to sponsor Mustard and Johnson on 850 AM, by all means, give us a call.
I'll tell you one thing. If you sign up and come on the air with us, you'll certainly get mentioned enough.
We have plenty of time to do it, ladies and gentlemen. And so Larry is stretching himself out. He's trying to make it all the way to 12 noon.
You're trying to get Orchids from Asia to sponsor. To come on and sponsor.
Well, you
right?
might need a little oral massage. And I mean, you know, massage to get your lips
oral?
And
you,
your mouth.
What do you mean oral? What are you talking about?
I mean,
about?
So you can speak better. How's a verbal massage? Is that better?
Not at the time, you can't.
617-779-7937.
Come on down.
Let us head to to New Hampshire, and let's see. Oh, I got to find the right button here, and there we go. John in New Hampshire, you're next on
John.
Sports Radio WEEI. Hi, John.
Hey, I'm glad Larry's hiccups didn't make it to the AM station.
Hey, why did you mention this?
I left him in the FM
studio. I am praying you didn't. That was the kiss of death right there, John. What's happening?
Well, I just want to talk about Belichick, the GM, and I'm thinking that Isaiah Wynn's another pick like Dominic Easley, a talented guy that was hurt in college, hurt in the first year, hurt in the second year, and even if he does come back this year, which is anybody's guess, is he going to be hurt? I mean, he's fragile like bone china. Belichick seems to make a lot of these picks on injured guys. He takes shots, and a lot of times they don't seem to pan out.
Well, I think Wynn is a perfect example of that. All the talent in the world, but you got to get it on the field. And he has had a curious draft history. High draft picks who just cannot, for whatever reason, a lot of times it's injuries, other times it's other reasons, make an impact. And Larry, you love Isaiah Wynn, but he's got to get on the field.
What did he do? He hurt something in his foot or something?
He's played, John, he's played one game since he was drafted.
He had a turf toe. He got a turf toe, and like it reminds me of Reggie DuPont.
Now you're going back a few ways with that.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, if we're listening to this show, we all go back a few years.
Right you are, John.
But at least we can.
Yeah.
That's right. And God bless you. I'm glad your 3 hours. It makes my Saturday, and just glad to add my 2 cents.
Now, John, let me ask you this, just because I'm curious about out-of-state listeners. Do you have the app, or can you get EEIAM from where you are?
I get EEIAM. I turned on 93.7, and they said go to 850, and it's no problem for me because I just live over the border.
Okay, great.
I live in New Hampshire, but just right over the border.
So the signal's okay up there? You can get us pretty well?
Yeah, no problem.
Just excellent.
Like, just like the old days.
You know, people forget that. Thank you for the call, John. We were a thriving, dominant radio station for many, many years on 850 AM. And when we talk to people, I don't know how it is with you, Larry, when you talk to your friends, if you have any, I'm not even sure anymore.
I don't have any.
But when I talk to friends in the area, and they go, you're going, and they have this like look on their face, they're like, you know, almost like spitting every time they mention, like AM is some sort of toxic phenomenon. And I said, guys, you were listening to us for years on AM. It's a 50,000 watt radio station. It's one of the great
good signals. They really do.
It's, you know, in W, it's the old WHDH. We were brought up on W. Remember Jess Kane, one of the great morning men of all time? Remember them?
Yeah, I remember
him?
Do.
Right? The Red Sox were on WHDH 850 for years when we were growing up. The Impossible Dream album was produced by the people at WHDH 850 AM.
I tell you, when I talked to the people at Orchids of Asia, they were very, they were very excited. They said they might even put some ads on here.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. And when you say excited, you really mean that, don't you?
I really do.
Right. And
matter of fact, I brought you back a handkerchief.
Thank you. So I hope it's a clean one. That would be the question. Now I'm going to go to a blast from the AM. Past. I haven't talked to this guy.
Man.
Did I have to go on AM to finally talk to you again, John?
Well, I had to use my transistor radio to get you guys today, too. So
really?
I had to drive 25 miles from my home to get the call and talk to you guys.
By the way, we have this new gizmo called an app, and you can put it on your smartphone, John. I'm sure you have one of those, I hope, by now.
I don't want to say I use radio.com for the guys in New York a lot, because when I'm doing drive for a living and to listen to the big guy down there,
yeah.
and on Sirius with Russo, I have to use a couple apps. So yeah, I do know what apps are, Craig and Larry. So it's okay. It's coming in clear where I am now, though.
Okay, great. But if you do need to use the app and you're traveling, forget about Francesa. Forget about Russo. Mustard and Johnson.
But you're not on every day, guy. If you were on every day, that's a different story. Once a week is tough.
But
you know?
we don't overstay our welcome, so it's like appointment listening. Now, John, here's the question. You have not made a call to our show in years.
I don't know if it's been years, Craig. It's been years. You got me in the log. It's been years. Yeah,
now,
I don't know.
What accounts for this?
I'm really not sure. I guess it's not. I guess nothing has sparked my fancy, I guess, to call.
So
but
something inspired you about AM. Something about AM inspired you.
Well, the minute I heard last week you were going on AM, I put it on my calendar that I got to call these guys next Saturday. So
how about your baseball team? Are they going to do what Mike says?
I actually agree with Mike that and you know what, Craig and you two, I think last night's game was important. Even if they lose the series, that was a big game, just so they didn't get swept at home, and there was a little juice in the stadium last night and a little life for them, because if they got swept at home, boy, it would have been a tough winter of second guessing and all that. I think that if they lose a game seven tomorrow night, I'm not hoping for that, but I think it'd be okay. I think tonight's huge, though, obviously.
See, I think
it would be a must game.
I agree with you. I think by winning last night, it gave them a degree of being respected. And that's the difference.
Exactly, Larry. If they went out like lambs, and in that first inning last night, I'm sure you watched the game, Craig. It looked like they were ready to fold up the tent and get in their limos and get out of town, because that one run that they scored, I know it was only one, but they looked like the game the night before when they were flat in the field and made four errors and then last night a couple pass balls and a whole bit. So they looked like they were ready to dog it last night too. But luckily, you know, a couple of home runs to do wonders for you.
Well, I think historically, with all the success they've had, I don't think they were ever swept at home in a seven-game series. Now, they lost. They got swept by the Red Sox at home last right. year in two games, but three games. That would have been too much, I think, for Yankee fans to handle. So I think they're going to come out of this probably not with a series win, but maybe with their dignity intact somewhat.
I think so, but I really like them tonight. I really do, because I don't know who the Strolls are throwing. I know they thought about throwing Cole on short rest.
Oh, that would be great. I wish they would.
I do too, yeah. Because you know how these guys on short rest perform.
Never well.
They never do well, and even Verlander against Tampa Bay didn't look well when he did it, last week, 2 weeks ago?
How many days rest will Cole have?
He'll have his normal rest, four days
he'll
rest.
He'll be on regular rest for tomorrow night. Today he'd be on short rest. But I'm looking probably a Peacock would probably start tonight for them, and they'd go from there and see how he does and then throw their bullpen. I'm okay with a matchup of the bullpens tonight. I'm sure that most Yankee fans would be okay with that. But they've got a hit. They still really didn't hit. Last night, Verlander shut him down after that first inning.
Yeah, 20 of 21 batters after that.
20 of 21.
Yeah.
I mean, if Paxton didn't look like he did, they would have been in trouble again because they just didn't score.
Yeah.
They got all their – now, you were talking about the biggest at-bats of the series, and I know there's a bunch of them. There's not just one. But I think, my opinion, the big one was in the first inning against Greinke. After they got a 1-0 lead and there were two outs, bases loaded, and Sanchez came up and he looked awful. He swung at three pitches he struck out on three pitches and swung at one in the dirt. He gets a hit there and it's 3-4-0 in the first. That's a different game too. That's a whole different game.
You can look at a lot. The problem is when you're looking at what ifs and could ifs and should ifs and all that, ifs, ands, and buts, you know, we'd all have a great Christmas, as Don Meredith used to say. You know, Didi's ball not going out. I mean, there's so many different ways. That usually means you're losing the game. You know, when Mike and I were talking about Tony Clark, they lost that game. They hit the ground rule double in game five, their last game at Fenway in 04. We know all that stuff. You know, I just think they have to be competitive. They have to win tonight. And if they're competitive against Cole and Seve can do, you know, somewhat of a decent job in the starting role on Sunday, they might have a chance to win. But if they just go seven, I think that's going to be enough.
Well, last night I'm saying just get me to Saturday night. Get me home. Get me let me get a couple of pizzas and sit and watch a game.
Pizzas? John, you're going to eat two pizzas?
Well, I got a family too, Craig. You know, I'm not going to be sitting in the basement all by myself.
Now, what's that place you always want me to go to in Franklin? That pizza place, that Italian restaurant in Franklin?
Oh, is it the Rome or the Union Cafe?
The Roma.
It's one or the other.
The Rome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Rome. No, a great pizza. But the other thing, I mean, just give me that. Now tonight, I'll sit there. All right, just get me to a game seven. So tomorrow night, after some football, I can sit and watch a game seven and get aggravated over a game seven. But
where do you think Girardi's going to end up?
Well, I don't know. I listen to Sirius, and if he doesn't end up with the Mets, something's definitely wrong.
Yeah, good point, John.
Does he want to go there?
I think he's begging to go to the Mets. And what would be wouldn't that be a perfect spot? He's managed in New York before. He can handle the pressure of the Mets.
The theory in New York is, by some, and John, I appreciate the call, and give us a call back
next week.
Don't make it, you know, 5 years in between calls. The theory, Larry, is that the Mets don't want one of the Yankee leftovers. That it's bad enough being overwhelmingly the second baseball team in town that they don't want to feel as if they're taking a discard from the Yankees. They need to establish their own identity. But you got to be kidding me. He's by far the best manager available. Not even close.
Did you like him? I like him.
Loved him.
I do too.
As a matter of fact, there were, you know, many Yankee fans thought that was a mistake. Aaron Boone coming out of the broadcast booth. But in this day and age, Girardi's an old school manager. He doesn't want to deal with GMs, and not that he's not an analytic guy, but he doesn't want to be a collaborator the way Brian Cashman wants to be a collaborator with Aaron Boone. It's a different game out there. You know as well as I do. It's a GM game, not a manager's game. But I think that, listen, if you're looking for some credibility, and the Mets have very little credibility, especially in Yankee Town, Girardi's the way to go. 617-779-7. Oh, I almost did it. Larry, can you give me the number?
617-779-0850.
Coming out of Cobwebs, the old number from the old station. That's where we are, 850 AM, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Their defense is good. They have been all year, but you know, just like any other team, they're not unbeatable. So we just got to go out there, find the weakness in the defense, and keep working it. So that's what we're going to do on Monday night. Our whole team's super excited to play, too. We're excited to go out there. We had a good practice today. We're just looking to build off of that.
That is Sam Darnold feeling his oats after the big win against the Cowboys last Sunday afternoon. AFC Offensive Player of the Week. And, you know, talking about that Patriot defense, giving up a grand total in 6 games of 27 points, a couple of touchdown passes. That's been it. But Darnold thinks they are beatable. Do you agree with that?
I think they're beatable, sure. Sure. I think that as long as the defense holds up, they're in good shape. But, you know, with the offense, that's, you know. When they get Antonio Brown back after the bye week, then they'll be fine.
Yeah, once he comes back, I'm sure that will be all figured out. But I think what Darnold is thinking, and we were kind of talking about it earlier in the show, is that he believes that, you know, he represents what the Patriots are going to be facing on a more regular basis for the next 6 or 7 games, which are authentic, genuine, real-life, bona fide NFL starting quarterbacks, which they have not really done in their first 6 games. Daniel Jones, they played well, but he didn't have his offensive weapons, certainly in the wide receiver area. Saquon was out again. So, you know, this is going to be a more of a test. And a lot of people, including WEEI.com, you look up the Globe, you look at the Herald, you listen to these shows, a lot of people think the Patriots have their work cut out for them on Monday night, which is, you know, when they're playing the Jets, that's usually not the situation.
I think you got to look at Mosley, like as you said earlier, Mosley's coming back from the Jets. He's a really good player. And I think if they can create any sort of a pass rush, if I were putting a game plan together, I would be figuring out schemes to put a pass rush on Brady.
Right. And they
when they start coming in, he goes down quickly.
How much of that Dallas game did you see? Did you watch a lot of the Dallas game?
Yes,
Sunday?
I did.
Okay. They made life very difficult for Dak Prescott, who obviously is a much more mobile quarterback.
You like him as a quarterback?
I don't think he's worth handing over the franchise for. I think he's a good quarterback, and Jerry Jones probably will. But given the state of NFL quarterback, where is he? Where would you rank Prescott in all these quarterbacks?
Is he in the top 10?
Maybe.
Right. I like him, though. But, I mean, I think maybe. Obviously, you got Brady, you got Drew Brees.
Mahomes, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, there aren't a lot of great ones right now.
I think that Rams quarterback has stumbled down a bit.
Well, they're 3-3. They've lost 3 in a row.
Yeah, he hasn't looked that good either.
And Cowboys have lost 3 in a row. It's, you know, I think Rodgers is not the Rodgers he was a couple of years ago, but he has a very good defense, and he's figuring it out. They got very fortunate last week. One of the worst calls that hands to the face enabled Crosby to
when
get the easy.
His hands were on the guy's shirt.
And that was the second one. And that was against Flowers, who had not
former
had.
Former player here.
Yep. Former Patriot, who had not had a single hand to a face penalty in his career. He had 2 in 1 game. And pretty much lost the game for the Lions, who were very, very tough this year. So anyway, let's get to the phone. 617-779-0850. Mustard and Johnson returning to our roots with a guy named Steve who will follow us anywhere. AMFMradio.com, tin cans.
Steve.
He doesn't care. Megaphone. Steve, you're next on Sports Radio.
Good morning, men.
Good morning.
How are you? Now, what do you got? You got that radio.com or you got Glorious AM today?
I have both. It's so funny. I actually tried originally to get on the radio.com app, and for some reason it was not, I don't know if there was a signal issue or whatever, but it was not going through. But however, once your show started, it went through without a problem.
Good.
So I think, because I think the lead-in show to you guys is the ESPN show. And,
yeah, which isn't a bad show. Mel Kiper's on it. Yep.
Yep. So, no, not an issue. And if anyone can't find it, well, then
I know why.
I
think I know why. There's some ESPN issue. We don't need to get into that. So, yeah, we are here now. Yeah. And
you guys are here, and good to hear you.
And we're just talking about it. You know, the AM signal's not bad. It worked for us for, 20 years or so.
It's a very good signal.
You know, it worked for
Absolutely.
20 years. No one was complaining. But then when that FM thing happened, everybody said, we can't go back to AM. But a lot of people are doing it, and we appreciate
now,
it.
Now, can you pick the signal? Up at the
can you put your mouth in front of the microphone, please?
No, who are you talking to? Somebody at the massage parlor?
Thank you.
Hey, can they get the signal down there at Orchids of Asia?
I'm hoping.
I don't know.
We're going to give them a call and make sure they have it. Hey, have you checked out that Brady video yet, Steve?
I have not. It's so funny. I actually do. I'll have to check it out and see what the story is there.
Is Daniel Jones doing any satires on massage parlors? Probably not.
He is not. And, no. And I'm glad I want to talk a little, before we talk a little baseball, I want to talk a little, because I was at the Giants game a week ago Thursday. And, it's amazing. He had no Evan Engram, no Barkley, missing
Shepard,
a few other different weapons. And I thought the kid hung in there pretty well. I mean, till the end. I mean, then all things, the interceptions happened. I mean, this is all going to be a learning process. It's just nice. And trust me, I revere Eli and what he's done for this franchise. But it's just nice to have, a future now and hopefully going in the right direction.
Well, it worked back in 2004 when Eli took over for Kurt Warner, and they started going to the playoffs and won a couple Super Bowls. If that could happen again, then your team's going to be in good shape.
They still haven't been able to get Beckham open as much as I thought he would have been.
In Cleveland, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't play for the – he plays for the Cleveland Browns.
I know he does.
Go over them. He plays for the Browns.
He's more concerned with, his wristwatch and his jewelry than he is in getting open, as far as I'm concerned. I'm glad he's not in New York. That's all I can say. And by the way – to talk about a little bit about the upcoming Monday night game, as much as Patriot fans dominate the AFC East, like the Bruins used to win the old Adams division, you get to hang up those Adams division banners, those AFC East division banners.
Well, there are no AFC East division banners at Gillette, Steve.
I'm sure they're not. But it's nice to see competition in the division, okay? So if you get a legitimate quarterback like Darnold in the division, you want competition.
Right.
You don't want to just be rolling over your opponents every week.
Yeah.
There's no good.
We've been saying that for years on this show, that we are looking for some competition. I think the Bills defensively certainly gave everything the Patriots could handle in that game in Buffalo. Probably should have won.
Big stud Oliver in the middle of the defensive line now for the Bills.
And right.
That makes them better.
So, Josh Allen's still very much a work in progress, rough around the edges, but that defense is really, really good. They're a block punt away from winning that game. And this is the first time the Patriots are actually – and I think Daniel Jones is going to be good. I think Darnold certainly played excellently against Dallas. He's going to give – it's a home game. He's going to give the Patriots trouble. It will be interesting to see what the Patriots can do for the first time against a real quarterback.
Yeah. No, it's true. All right, let's spin to baseball. I'm – pretty consistent here. I didn't think the Yankees had a chance against the Astros pitching staff, but here we are. It's amazing. In 2019, we're looking at a game six in an ALCS, bullpen by committee versus bullpen by committee. I mean, this is where we are in baseball today, where there's no, the old Dodgers must be rolling around in their graves that there's no Jack Morris on the mound or there's no, Dave Stewart, et cetera. There's bullpens in a game six of an ALCS.
Yeah, and,
remember the Orioles team where they had the 4-20 game winners?
Yeah, I mean, and that year they didn't even win the World Series. But, you know, you go back even, you don't even have to go back to the 60s with Gibson and Koufax and those guys, but, you know, you talk about Jack Morrison, 91 with the Twins. He pitched a 10-inning shutout.
Yeah.
They won 1-0 on a sack fly, a 10-inning shutout, one of the probably the greatest postseason performance of all time. You know, Clemens in the 80s was still pitching complete games. Hurst in the 86 World Series in game number 5, complete game. It doesn't happen anymore.
No, complete games are out the window. Yeah. Nobody does that anymore.
No. And La Russa changed everything, really. But in a lot of ways, as I was saying, they are going back to what Sparky Anderson did in the Big Red Machine. I don't know if you go back that far, Steve, where he used his bullpen much more extensively and earlier in games than any other manager did.
Yeah. No, I agree. And, you know, by right, because I've been saying that the Yankees' bullpen is the strength of the team, they should win tonight. However, here you're now seeing, and you've seen it through the playoffs, the Yankees' mantra this year has been next man up, next man up. Some guy gets hurt, someone else fills the spot, whatever. Okay, well, you got guys like Sanchez and Encarnacion and Hicks, although Hicks hit a homer last night. A few of these others have just barely got healthy enough to be on a playoff roster, okay? And they're not playing well.
Well,
and not surprising, because they're almost going through like a spring training mode right
Boone,
now.
Boone said that last night. He said, we're not playing that well.
No. Well, the hallmark of any successful team and a winning team is it's very simple. And I've said this stat, you can give me all the wars and the OPSs and everything else. The only stat I ever care about, particularly in the postseason, is RISP, runners in scoring position. The Yankees had the best RISP in Major League Baseball this year at 294 with runners in scoring position. They are dreadful in this postseason, particularly against the Astros.
Steve, are they getting anything out of Stanton?
No. And it's so funny. And Yankee fans have been like lambasting this guy, saying, you know, like they're trying to make him into another Ellsbury, et cetera, you know. And he came back and played in the division series, and then he got hurt running the bases in the division series. And so he's been having a hard time getting back in the field. He DH'd last night. You could tell he's still hurting. But no, they're not. I mean, and people are lambasting him. He probably came back from the injury too soon just to get, you know, this is a guy who played hurt the entire second half last year while Judge was out. So I don't really question this guy, but a lot of Yankee fans do question him. They're not getting anything out of him. And it's sad because
he doesn't really belong. You know what? I know it was too tempting not to take him off Derek Jeter's hands, but he doesn't really fit in. It sounds crazy. A guy that hit 59 home runs one year. This Yankee team, he's really on the outside looking in. You know, he just doesn't fit in with this team
as much. He's a true Yankee.
It just doesn't seem as it. You know, DJ LeMahieu is not a Yankee, obviously a homegrown talent either. But didn't he fit right in immediately? Isn't he seem like a Paul O'Neill type, somebody like that? He's clutch. He's tough. He's aggressive. He's just a baller. And Giancarlo Stanton doesn't seem to be.
Yeah, I mean, LeMahieu's nickname on the team is Machine, because he literally is Machine. This guy, I have to admit, I don't watch a lot of National League ball, but what I found out about this guy, like, I had to learn, and wow, he's easily been the best player on the team. You know, he's played in like third, second, first base. I mean, this guy is, and he's here's the thing, okay? And this is what the frustrating part about the Yankees has always been: they're not built for October, okay? These home run hitting teams aren't built for October.
Well, no, you know what? Actually, the theory that theory has actually been shot down, Steve. That, believe it or not, that's the conventional wisdom is that, base hits, string together a rally. Actually, even the Strohs pretty much have been using the home run ball. The home run ball in October is much more paramount, believe it or not, than even in the regular season. So
okay, let me
think about last night. How did they win last night? Two home runs. How did the Astros win that 3-2 game in game two? Home runs.
Okay, let me augment my point.
Don't you want to hear this? There you go.
Thank God for that poll. let me augment my position then. The part, okay, home runs, absolutely. They are important in these situations, but to see these guys strike out or not put the ball in play.
It is frustrating. It is frustrating. You're absolutely right. Yeah, and I agree with that. I think an average fan, our instinct is we want guys to make contact. You know as well as I do. Thanks for the call, Steve. And you know, in this analytics-driven league, strikeouts aren't bad. Walks are very good. Home runs are the best. You don't necessarily have to make contact all the time. I don't understand that. That's counterintuitive for me, but that's the way baseball's played today.
I mean, if you're a fan, though, and you're sitting in the stands, after the first inning, you're yelling out of your minds. But then after the first inning, inning after inning after inning goes by, and nobody's doing anything.
No, but see, I disagree with that. In playoff baseball, that's fine. To me, the greatest game I ever witnessed live was that near-perfect game by Mussina, broken up by Carl Everett with a 3-2 count, two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning in September of 2001.
Right, I'm not talking about a no-hitter. I'm just saying
it's
got to be a better storyline than that.
But pitching is important, too. You want to be entertained by hitting and home runs offensive barrages, because you're not really a true fan. You don't understand the nuances and subtleties.
I do understand the nuances. I want to see base hits to right. I want to see stolen bases.
No, I understand.
I want to see that. But those are the nuances of the game.
But people don't steal anymore. Because it's all about outs, and you want to preserve as many outs as you can so people don't sacrifice, they don't steal, they don't take the extra base. It's an analytics, it's all scientific, all empirical. But again, it's counterintuitive. It goes against
why people aren't watching.
Good point by you. Let's head down to Georgia. Big Al, you're next on
Georgia.
Sports Radio.
Al!
Hey, yeah, AM's a big upgrade for us. We're usually still using the juice cans and strings and stuff like that.
So. I could get a really big megaphone if you'd like. Maybe it would, over water or down the East Coast and wherever you are. So you have, do you have the radio.com app going for you, Al?
Absolutely. All my TVs, I switched over to the wireless or smart TV or whatever. They're all on the Roku system, and that's where radio.com is.
I didn't realize that. So you could do that on Roku, too. Wow.
Yeah,
excellent.
You're on radio.com is on Roku. So you just go in a little search box and punch in 850, and the only 850 that came up in the search box
was
this station.
I'm feeling even better because I thought the only technology outside of
AM. So you got that going for you.
Thank you.
Nice.
It's in the hole. We got it. Let's go.
Listen, I'm not the biggest. I preface this by saying I'm not an everyday Georgia Bulldog fan like I am the Patriots or whatever. But you can't help but absorb some of it. It's all around you.
Uh-huh.
And, Sony Michel played here. He was in the same backfield as Nick Chubb.
Right.
You know, over in Cleveland. He
was a backup to Chubb, correct?
Well, they played together a lot.
Okay.
But Chubb was kind of Mr. Inside, and Sony was Mr. Outside. I think that Sony can run between the tackles, but he's got to have a fullback. So he's not like John Riggins.
Good point.
Stand up there, doesn't need a fullback.
Yeah. And Devlin, obviously, very instrumental in their running success last year. Think about what they did in those last five games, two regular season games, and the three games in the postseason. They ran the hell out of that football. And they ran it right down people's throats.
I'm saying this. Yeah. If there's a lot of chatter about who the Patriots ought to trade for and, should it be Michael Bennett or whatever, I'm saying, personally, number one priority is the fullback. And the reason being, if you get the fullback, you help Sony, you help the running game, you can get by with the receivers that you have if they're benefiting from a better running game. But if it's just Brady and the receivers and no running game, then I don't care who you could have Jerry Rice out there. It just isn't going to really matter much. So,
yeah, but this
could
make get a fullback.
Yeah, there aren't that many fullbacks around.
No, that's the problem. Yep.
You're right. Yep. Back in the day, all the great teams had fullbacks. Jim Brown was a fullback. Jimmy Taylor was a fullback.
Well, Jimmy Taylor
was. Johnson was a fullback.
Yeah, but
all the good teams had fullbacks. Some teams today don't even carry one.
Yeah, but the fullback today is
a good point.
But those guys ran the ball too. They were inside runners. James Devlin doesn't run the ball very much.
No,
he was there. He's really like another guard in a lot of ways. He's there to block. And as Larry points out, ever so accurately and wisely, as he always does, it's a rare bird in the NFL.
I don't know if you have any ideas of who you think's out there. But I mean, that's where we got to go first. But if there's nobody out there, then maybe, you know, what do you think ought to be plan B?
See, here's the problem. Not only have you lost Gronk as a receiver, you've also lost him as a blocker. People forget what a great blocker he. And some of his best, I would make a case that some of his greatest plays in the postseason last year were as a blocker. You know, he's very clutch.
And Josh Gordon, that's such a great point, Mustard, because they've tried to
finally after
Josh
all
Gordon
these years
wham block, and Josh Gordon's a pretty big dude, but he can't handle the wham block the way that Gronk could.
Right.
And so maybe N'Keal Harry coming back. Now,
he's a little bigger
than Gordon.
Right.
So maybe they're going to plug him into the Gronk role as far as the wham blocking and that type of thing and try to go without a fullback. But I don't know. I think we got to get a fullback.
Al, that's got to be something you want to do, though. The blocking is like rebounding in basketball. You have to have a mindset that you want to do that. Some guys don't want to get their hands dirty inside.
Well, none of these guys, you know, Ryan Izzo is going to be out of the game. Thanks for the call, Big Al.
Thanks, Al,
for that Roku tip. Roku, it's a stick you put in the side of your television, Larry. I know you don't do any streaming, and it would be a real good idea to do it because Roku is a way to stream Netflix and Hulu and all those other crazy streaming channels.
The side of the TV?
Yeah, it's a little stick, and just, you know, they have those little USB slots and ports and everything, and just throw it in there. So if you have Roku, it's available on Roku on your television. We have radio.com for your smartphone. We can even do it the old-fashioned way with 850 AM. A variety of ways to listen to the new and vastly improved Mustard and Johnson show, 8:50 a.m. We're making our maiden voyage today. And guess what else,
how's
Larry? How's the water?
Yeah.
It's excellent. Clear.
A little choppy.
Smooth. No, smooth sailing so far. First 2 hours. And Larry, I know you're almost out the door because you're used to that 9/11 gig. Guess what? We got another hour.
617-779.
Put your lips over the microphone. You're off mic there.
No, I don't do that.
Okay, right. Lips on the microphone. Come on, Larry. Do it one more time.
617-779-0850.
Hey, we got one more hour, as we'll do from here on out till 12 noon. Mustard and Johnson, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.